How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 110 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on to iTunes and search Locked On Thunder, and you can subscribe to the podcast there. Leave a review once you're on that page also, and find us on audioboom.com. Log on to normantranscript.com and check out my blog, Thunder Road, under the sports tab on the site. You can find all my Thunder coverage there on every day of the week, Monday through Friday, like I always say. Tonight, the Thunder beat the Pelicans 121-110 in New Orleans. Here's the deal. I've got an early flight, so it's about 12:15 a.m. right now. I'm in New Orleans. I've got a really early flight to Boston in like a few hours. I have to leave for the airport. I want to get some semblance of sleep, though I always value my listeners. So I've recorded a podcast. I got it. I was in the car with Justin Verrier, who covers the Pelicans for ESPN. Justin gave me a ride, had a little food after because I've eaten so much food today. We had a little conversation in the car about the game, about the Pelicans, about the Thunder. I'm going to splice that in right now for everybody so you can at least get your podcast fixed, and I'll do a longer one with the Q&A on Thursday for Friday so we can get a nice Lock on Thunder to fix everybody for the weekend. Before I give you that Justin conversation, though, I just want to tell you quickly about BetDSI.com. It's over 20 years in business, and BetDSI has a great NBA special that you can sign up for today and get $10 to try their free service. BetDSI is also offering 100% bonus on your first deposit. It's great customer service. It's fast and easy payment of winnings. Hundreds of football, basketball, other types of wagers to choose from. You can get UFC and other sports too. And BetDSI even has live in-game wagering on all football and basketball and all those other major sporting events that you want. You can play virtually everything at BetDSI. So go to BetDSI now. That's BetDSI. Go there now and use promotion code THUNDER10 to get your free wager, and you can start winning today. Now let's get to that conversation with Justin Verrier of ESPN.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, so we are currently in Justin Verrier's car right now, driving back from some oysters and ceviche. What did you have?
I had a lovely pork belly, I don't know what it would be called, a little dish, and some French fries. It was wonderful.
It does sound wonderful. We've got Brett Dawson silently sitting in the back, but I don't think Brett's allowed to talk, or else, like, Darnell Mayberry is going to get pretty pissed.
We don't not have Brett Dawson in the car with us.
Yeah, there's somebody here. I can't confirm or deny that it's Brett Dawson, a Locked On alum.
I don't know. I don't have anything to say.
I don't know who that is coughing in the back. So the Pelicans fell to the Thunder tonight in New Orleans. Thunder kind of ran away with the game. Russell Westbrook had 42 points, 10 boards, 7 assists. Brenas had a career-high 18, 12 in the fourth quarter. It was close going to a 3-point game going into the fourth quarter, and then the Thunder kind of ran away from it. What allowed Brenas to get so hot in the fourth? Like, what did you see?
I think it was a little bit of a few things. I think a lot of it was just the attention Russell Westbrook was drawing because, at some point in the game, he really just kind of took over in a really sort of subtle way. And then as Abrines was going off, they really had to pick their poison there. And then they're also getting hit on the board. So those two things combined just kind of led to a real overwhelming fourth quarter for the Thunder.
Yeah, Abrines got really hot to start the fourth. He had the two threes. He had the 3-point play. And then
but it's like there were other moments where he was wide open. Like Westbrook was going into the – they ran a pick and roll, a Westbrook, Abrines pick and roll, and both guys just followed Westbrook the whole way anyway. And Westbrook shot like a jumper out of the double team and ended up making it because like he was just hot Russ tonight. But like Abrines could have gotten even more shot opportunities in that quarter.
Yeah, it did seem like, based on what Elvin Gentry was saying in the post-game press conference, that they were willing to let Russell Westbrook get what he was going to get. I mean, he even said at one point, yeah, we were going to let him have 42 if we could shut everyone else down. But then when you don't do that, it's really just going to snowball to the point where you saw Russ making some kind of impossible jumpers in that second half. And then if Abrines is going to shoot the way he did, there's really not much a Pelicans team really built to just scrap and hang in there is going to be able to do.
What'd you think of the job that the Thunder did on Anthony Davis? Because I know he's you know, challenging Westbrook for the scoring lead in the league right now. He had a nice statistical game, but he wasn't nearly as good as he was like those first three quarters the last time they played in the beginning of December.
Yeah, he wasn't overwhelming them at any point, and I actually think it's to the Pelicans' benefit that he wasn't. You're starting to get some guys back that the Pelicans didn't have earlier in the season when Davis really had to be that guy. He had to score 40 or 50 for them to have any chance. I think the more discouraging part of it was that AD was efficient and he was getting going, and Drew Holiday was next to him, and they really still couldn't put up much of an effort down the stretch there. I mean, for them to have any shot this season, they've really had to have both of those guys going. I believe they're now 8-8 with Drew Holiday in the lineup, and just I think they only have 2 wins when he's not playing. And for them both to get going and for them really to not have a shot down the stretch there, it's really discouraging and really a sign of, you know, probably some bad things to come for the Pelicans.
So the Thunder put up, what, 121 points or whatever it was? They did not have a perfect offensive game. Like, Westbrook was awesome, and he was getting to the rim whenever he wanted. And, like, would you say that was more Pelicans defense really lacking? Or the Thunder offense kind of going off? Because it's not like the Thunder are this explosive offensive team. They've had games where they've gone off. But a lot of open shots, a lot of opportunities at the rim. Pelicans were double-teaming the post, and the Thunder were finding guys out of that. Like, where did you think the Thunder ranked in terms of how they matched up against Pelicans D?
Yeah, it was a little bit surprising to see the Thunder get off the way that they did. I mean, Westbrook is going to be Westbrook, and he's gonna do those sort of things. But I think it was pretty discouraging for the coaching staff, for the team itself, and they talked about this a little in their postgame comments, that their identity really has been to be a defensive team and to really get whatever they can from Anthony Davis and then whoever else is going to step up on the offensive end, almost like a ball control sort of offense for a football team where it's just real defensive based. And for them not to slow them down, I think it really left them with no other choice but to lose that game. It just wasn't the sort of type of game that they need to play in order to have a shot, and I think you saw that down the stretch.
They were giving up awful positioning down low, like in every sense. Like Westbrook was getting to the rim whenever he wanted. Like in transition, he was doing it. In the half court, he was doing it, especially in the first half. Like in the post, guys were getting down low really easily. Like they were catching the ball like in the paint already. And the Pelicans were bringing over double teams, and it like just wasn't. It wasn't working. Like, it was not working. And, like, Cantor did a pretty good job passing out of double teams, too, I thought, which is, like, something that he's been okay at the last couple games. Because Atlanta, I know you're not sitting around watching Atlanta, Oklahoma City on a random Monday night, but Atlanta did, like, a similar thing. They were, like, hard doubling Cantor the whole time, and he passed out pretty well. I thought he played a good game.
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to sort of a existential issue for the Pelicans, where I think they're probably best going small, if you can even call it small, with Terrence Jones and Anthony Davis in the front court there. But they have all these big guys. They have these two centers in Alexia Jensen and Omer Asik, and it's like it's kind of a trade-off at this point where, yeah, they could throw those guys in there and they can bang with some of the bigs that the Thunder have, but that's really not who they are. That's not who Elvin Gentry really sees them as. And so it creates this disparity where they're kind of set up to play a certain way that they can't really necessarily play because they don't have the right sort of pieces. And so I think that really showed to me tonight where you would prefer them to bang, but then, you know, you don't leave Omer Asik out there for a long stretch of time. Alexia Jensen disappeared at some point. And so they're kind of just stuck, and I think, you know, the Thunder really took advantage of that.
Did you realize how much I ate today?
You ate a lot, Fred, and yeah. I'm very proud of it.
I ate a lot today.
What was your favorite thing that you ate?
Okay, so last night we went to we got the alligator. What did we get last night? We got the shrimp.
Some shrimp.
We got the alligator.
I got some cochon, which we found out was a depressing brand of pig.
Yes.
I forgot what else, but some dessert, which is always
We got the
worthwhile.
Right. We got that lump crab meat.
Right.
Then I went into a restaurant by myself today and ordered three dishes just sitting by myself at the bar. It was one of those moments where I was, like, really depressed about where I was in life, but so happy with it at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty much the feeling of every New Orleanian. It's just
that's just the feeling that I feel every day.
It's amazing food, and then you get done with it, and then you realize, well, I just added 20 pounds to my life.
It was great. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp, super messy.
Yeah.
I had two orders of barbecue shrimp in the last 12 hours.
I'm not a fan of the shrimp. I know it's such a thing down here, but I don't know what it is. I never grew up on seafood, so it's a little too much maintenance there where you have to just peel off, and I don't know, it's too much for me.
When I get out of Oklahoma City, I have the seafood. That's what I do.
I'm sure that's wonderful.
I'm going for sushi in Boston.
I don't even know what sea that is coming from, but...
Wow.
It's more of a geographic truth than any sort of knock on Oklahoma City.
I had a
lovely time in Oklahoma City in my 2 days there.
Yeah, you got to go to Weldon Jack next time.
Apparently, that's where you get all the quaffs going on.
Okay, you got anything to plug before we go?
I have nothing to plug. I work at ESPN. You could probably find my stuff somewhere.
Oh, you just dropped the name. What's your Twitter again?
My name, Justin Verrier. It's V as in victory, E-R-R-I-E-R.
It's Merrier with a V.
Merrier with a V.
Yeah. Merrier with a V, as I heard you say it. If you want to find Locked on Thunder, you can just find it on iTunes, search it wherever. Subscribe, leave a review. Find me on Twitter at Fred Katz, FREDKATZ. You can find my work on normantranscript.com. Check out my blog, Thunder Road, for everything else there. Back tomorrow with the final show of the week, previewing the game against Boston. I'm heading to Boston tomorrow morning. That's why we're doing this in the car. I need to save time. So,
is your blog really called Thunder Road?
Yeah, Thunder Road.
That's good.
That's
good stuff.
I'm good. I'm glad you approve.
Yeah.
But until next time, until tomorrow, Locked on Thunder is locking up.